more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. It has been 6 years since the Johnny Depp film Public Enemies saw a major movie studio use Milwaukee as a primary setting for a film. And with the short-lived tax credit for filmmakers here long gone, it may be a while before it happens again. But feature films are still being made here. The efforts are typically more grassroots, such as two films that showed at the Milwaukee Film Festival recently: The Surface, which starred Sean Astin, which was set on Lake Michigan and in Milwaukee, was one, and the dramedy Serial Daters Anonymous was also filmed here. That film's largely local cast and crew included executive producer Sam Kozel, who is also an active advocate of bringing more film production to Milwaukee. His company, Film Freed, works to connect all the moving parts of the film industry here. Kozel tells Lake Effect's Dan Harmon about what his effort is up against.
I think the community is, I wouldn't necessarily call it small, but it is not large. It's growing significantly, and it's over the last 7 years or so, I've been seeing it strengthen, maybe not necessarily grow in numbers, but the strength of the projects are becoming more and more interesting and more well-rounded and more original overall. And so that's what I've been seeing, and definitely with the film festival this year was really, really excellent. I think that's putting us on an excellent course for the future.
It just seems to me, and I dabble in talking about film, but that the film community here is certainly not centralized, or there isn't one go-to place. Like in LA, of course, there's like it's the industry there, but here it seems a little disjointed and scattered. Is there any kind of coalescing going on that will make it easier, or will there at least maybe be a go-to place? I know your organization tries to do that. Is that something that's going to happen, do you think?
Yes, I think it's inevitable. With the growing of the community, it's a necessity that happens. Otherwise, it kind of stays among friends. But I think a lot of the filmmakers know each other, but they do tend to work with the same people some of the time, which is not a bad thing. Most professional filmmakers kind of do that. But I do think what my company is trying to do is help out in that manner. So anytime anyone needs anything, we connect them with the right people or with the right locations and just stuff like that.
It seems to me maybe 20 years ago, like the landscape here was a lot of either small filmmakers or short films or documentaries. It's been there and it is there. But it seems like now with the advent of the film festival or a couple of film festivals that things are evolving and we're seeing a lot more local filmmakers or more local filmmakers doing feature length projects or getting national attention. How are things progressing in maybe in the past 10, 20 years?
Yeah, people are more ambitious, and I think more people, more talented filmmakers are staying here and being able to grow that structure that allows them to create features, which does include working with kind of the same people, so you get into a rhythm of, and that's why you see certain filmmakers work with the same people. It's not because they're like, it's not like it's high school and it's the lunch table thing. It's because that they're developing a method of working together that becomes smooth and honed as a whole. So be kind of coming a bigger, larger machine and just understanding how all the different cogs work. And like I think that's why it seems like things are kind of scattered, but they're really not, because you have to think of these pockets of like filmmakers as single entities that are trying to achieve a larger goal and are cultivating that. And I'm definitely seeing more features being shot by even UWM students just in the last couple of years. When there was none going on, there's been one by Carol Brandt that's been featured in a couple of film festivals around here. And she was also in this last year's Milwaukee Film Festival with Give It Up for the Girl. And then Martin Kay, or Scott Carey, they are shooting a feature currently called Christopher Darling. And so the ambition level is raised, and that is the first step to kind of shooting for a greater community here in Milwaukee for film.
Now, you mentioned staying, or some of them staying here, implying mm-hmm. that people do leave. I mean, that's not unusual in the film world for people to go to LA or New York and pursue careers there. So it's not necessarily something that is a Milwaukee problem, if you will. But how is that structured these days? I mean, people go to Hollywood because they want careers in film generally, or to be actors. So what is it that Milwaukee offers that would allow people to stay?
I think it's that thing where they have been growing with a group of people. And going to LA is not a bad thing. it's a different community there. It's definitely oversaturated. And I think what's beneficial about being in Milwaukee is that, I've said this before, it's that we have untapped magic that's still about, you know, the mysticism sort of that surrounds movies and gets people excited, which is what makes it a little easier here and a little more exciting to do it here, because people kind of light up when you talk about being a filmmaker here. And if you talk about being a filmmaker in California, people just kind of glaze over and nod like, you know, like, oh, so you're an actor. What else do you do? Like, how do you make money? So California's weird. I got really sick of talking about filmmaking there. It's just so much about filmmaking that I kind of get really tired really fast. It's kind of, it turns into a 24-hour job when you're in California. You're always working it, and you're always talking about projects. It didn't matter where I went. It would always kind of devolve into a conversation about movies. And, I mean, it's good to go to that culture because it is still an epicenter of people and artists and filmmakers if you want to try to get into, like, the bigger stuff. But I think what's equally important is I know some Milwaukee filmmakers that kind of go out there, but they still remain connected with Milwaukee. Or they, what I do with my friend Chris Emmons and Justin Lothrop, the people I did Serial Daters Anonymous with, which was at the festival, we try to bring projects back to Milwaukee. So they're kind of my LA liaisons, and we're always trying to get people and talk to different LA places about shooting in Milwaukee and the advantages of shooting Milwaukee. Even though we don't have incentives, we still have various ways, and we know the community here, and we know how we can save large productions money and sort of why it might be good to be here. But film incentives would also be a great help to our film community as well.
Film incentives meaning tax incentives.
Yes.
What has happened, we talked about this years ago, and yeah, the tax incentives went away. What exactly, maybe you can refresh our memories as to what that was? I mean, is there nothing really available now?
No, there's nothing available. The only thing available is kind of, if you go through me, you can kind of get donations that are tax deductible. So I have like a slight, tiny, tiny possible sort of advantage, tax advantage. But it's definitely not to the scope of what the tax incentives were. And I've heard numerous stories on why they failed and why they were taken away. And it was a lot of political jargon that I just didn't really care to listen to because I just know it's the right thing. And you can just see that if you look at all the different states that are doing it, they're thriving. They're having large, large productions coming out of Hollywood because Hollywood doesn't do movies in California really anymore. They do it in all these different states that have tax incentives.
Well, that's one side of film production. The other, I would say, how does it, maybe the local perspective on filmmakers, how, just because the film community is so not centralized, how does it work when filmmakers are trying to get local money for productions when they're competing against other local arts organizations that have a bigger profile or are better organized and just have a kind of a track record of raising money?
It's extremely difficult. Filmmaking in Milwaukee really doesn't get any money at all from any sort of foundations locally that I'm aware of that aren't documentary based. I mean, I've started to do a little bit. I've only been doing it a year, so it's been slow going and kind of a grind. Otherwise, most of the time it's just from Kickstarter, which is really just reaching out to friends and family and hitting them up for money. So I would say that any support is, to my knowledge, invisible to me currently. But that's just because we don't have that long history of, you know, theater and the arts here in Milwaukee. Filmmaking has just become much, much easier in the last few years because of the technology. And so it's still an emerging art form. So I'm not upset by this. And I don't think it's like we're getting a raw deal. I think we're just kind of up and coming finally and becoming more into the future of filmmaking because now you can get, you know, Hollywood caliber cameras for very, very cheap. And anyone can kind of do a Hollywood caliber movie. So I think it's just a newer art form in terms of being able to do broader cinematic feature-length films. And I think that's something that Milwaukee should hopefully be interested in because I like doing it.
Right. Well, besides the tax incentives that we don't have, what is it that Milwaukee can do that it isn't doing when you compare us to a city like Portland, for example, somewhere, a city that's more of our size that actually has more going? I mean, do we need to have a major filmmaker like they do kind of?
It would help.
You know, supporting the city's scene?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know Richard Linklater, who did Boyhood this year and numerous other great films, he founded the Austin Film Society. And just having someone like that being a proponent and being a strong image here would be a game changer and significantly change the landscape and actually make Milwaukee a contender in the filmmaking arts community globally. And I think that's something that would be really great. We don't really have anyone that comes to mind currently. I mean, John Ridley is from Milwaukee. He won an Oscar last year for writing 12 Years a Slave, and he just came out with Jimmy, All Is By My Side, which is terrific, terrific filmmaking. But I don't know what his, you know, plan is. And yeah. So, like, I don't know. It's not really his responsibility to do that. But if he wants to, great. You know, but it's just good to have someone that we can say, like, look at this Milwaukee filmmaker. And, like, we can have greatness come from here. And it can come from anywhere in that regard. And I think that's something that would be great to have, but we do not have as of yet.
It just seems like a lot of maybe small or medium obstacles that are adding up to something big. What is it that your organization is trying to do since we don't have tax incentives? We don't really have a kind of a well-known booster who makes films here that raises the image profile. What is it that your organization, do you think, can do and others?
I mean, the main thing that Milwaukee filmmaking needs is money. And I mean, what we need is ability for the filmmakers to do their art form and not have to worry about making the money because they are creative-minded people, just like dancers and artists and all those people. And they already have all that structure built in for them where they have business people operating at their behalf so that they can just focus on doing their art form. And that's something that we are unable to do currently. And that's something that I'm trying to fix by being that facet that any filmmaker can go to and they can consult with me and talk to me about any sort of issues that they're having from a business side or a production side. And primarily what I've been doing is doing trying to secure donations in from local people and sponsorships. So we like partnering with everybody within the community because filmmaking involves everybody in the community. So whether you're a dancer, an actor, a writer, a singer, a sculpturalist, an engineer, an electrician, there's probably something within the filmmaking community that you would be needed for at some point. And that's something that we were trying to illustrate, is that filmmaking can be an epicenter of all arts. You know, it can be its own art, but also a way of connecting all of the arts and the community together in one sort of medium. And if you're not involved in the process, you can still come and watch the movies and come talk to us about what you might like to see in the future. And we'd like to help do that.
Well, what do you think is going to be happening in the next maybe 5 years in film in Milwaukee? I mean, I went to the Wildwood Film Festival, which is a showcase of Wisconsin filmmaking, and I was really impressed. I think there's a lot going on. There's a lot of talent here. What do you think needs to happen in order for that to progress?
I see where we are at as being very good, but we're still on the precipice before the leap. And we're not quite ready to do it yet, because I can see that we have enough talented people here and we have all the equipment necessary to do it. And we could really be in sort of a renaissance time if we got a little bit of money. And it's always hard for me to talk about money because I know it's very hard for people to kind of donate sometimes to an organization that's new and kind of fresh. And they don't know quite who I am or what I'm doing with the money. But I'm all the money that we get goes into filmmaking. Filmmakers are already spending all of their own money and all of their budgets and all their paychecks on these movies because they just love doing it. And if they just got a little bit of help, even if it's a little bit of free food now and then, is fantastic, or free locations, which we normally get on a regular basis. But it really comes down to that dollar amount and being able to infuse our talent and take it to the next level with production value. And I think if we were able to do that, I don't know, it's kind of up to the people that aren't really in the filmmaking community to help us out. And I guess that's been the hardest part, is convincing people who are not filmmakers to kind of come on board. And just, you know, if we got fractions of pennies from everybody, we would be doing transformative work.
Well, Sam Cosell, thank you very much for coming on Lake Effect.
Thanks, Dan. It's always great talking to you.
Sam Cosell is president of the Milwaukee-based Film Freed, a nonprofit movie studio. He spoke with Dan Harmon, and you can learn more about his efforts from a link at WUWM.com. One last break, and then a conversation with writer Mark Sloka about his compelling but heartbreaking novel, Brewster. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.